This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And tonight at Rogers Little Theater in downtown Rogers, it's an end of the world concert.
Yes, because there are multiple ones.
As Becca just told us. Mm-hmm. This particular one includes Candy Lee and the Sweets.
It does. Members of the Lost Gonzo Band.
Out of Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And Earl and Them.
Yep.
Earl and Them, led by Earl Kate,
mm-hmm.
who for years, of course, and still occasionally at times, played with Ernie, his twin brother. Ernie has retired, mm-hmm. semi-retired.
Semi-retired, right. But people have heard the Kate brothers play around here for years.
Decades, actually. And mm-hmm. although Ozarks at Large has been on the air for 23-ish? Close to 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
A glaring omission?
Yeah.
I've never had a Kate brother on the air.
See, when I brought this to your attention, well, not specifically the Kates. I just, when we were discussing that this could be the end of the world, mm-hmm. and then I said, well, if it's the end of the world, you should probably do things that you have always wanted to do. You brought that up. And I was so surprised that you hadn't, because there's so many musicians and notable people that you've had on over the years that you've told me or that I've heard about or that I've been here for. So I was really surprised. I don't know.
I've always been slightly intimidated to ask them.
Really?
They were popular when I was just a kid.
Right.
And so I didn't. But anyway,
Well, that's sweet.
Yes. And Earl came in. He's a real nice guy. And Bill Walker, who's the mm-hmm. promoter of tonight's concert at Rogers Little Theater, also came in this week to talk about the concert. And while they were here, I asked Earl Kate about his latest band.
Oh.
That includes Terry Cagle, Mike Murray, Jason Davis. They're all in Earl and Them. They're all veterans of local and national music scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And Earl told me that they've played together so often that they need little rehearsal to get ready for their concerts.
Not really. We rehearse to work up songs that we don't know. But, you know, some of the stuff pretty much. Plus, play with the same guys all the time. There's a chemistry there that. It's kind of automatic, especially with my brother, you know. We just kind of make the same mistake at the same time.
You know, you hear about athletes on basketball teams that played each other, and they say you kind of know where the other's going to be. Is that the same
That's
way?
That's it, yeah. This little group, the Earl and Them, kind of came about accidentally because when my brother kind of semi-retired or whatever, he just didn't want to do anything for a while. Anyway, Jimmy Thackeray just said, hey, let's do something, you know. So put him together and Terry Cagle, the drummer, and I played at George's. And then, of course, he's on the road all the time. So then Jason Davis, who had always wanted to do something together because I really like him, too. We got together and just started playing some gigs. And there was some kind of this nice, really nice chemistry there. But his style and my style really, he doesn't try to outdo you and all that. It's just. He's a great rhythm player and lead player and singer.
Well, and it seems like it's interesting because it seems like you all have similar taste in music, but they're not all the same taste in music. You might cover the Neville Brothers.
Right, exactly.
Or you might do something original.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just all those years and all those influences, I guess. Yeah. Of course, there's that huge influence from the band, you know, because Terry being LaVon's nephew, it's just automatic. We've always done that, you know, played with him for years. That's just a given, you know.
You know, there aren't many people who find out what they want to do at an early age and get to do it for
50 years.
Yeah. That's a real gift.
I'm thankful for whatever it is, you know. Yeah.
Bill, how'd you put this bill together? Because you've got Candy Lee in the Sweets, and Candy is a youngster, we can say. I mean, she's been on the scene for a while, but young person. Then you got Earl and Them, these great, iconic figures of the music scene right here. And then you went to Austin and got some folks.
Well, Austin and Fayetteville have always had a connection.
That's right.
And I've always considered the Kate brothers and Earl as being the iconic Fayetteville's best ever sets the bar, and I feel the same way about the Gonzo Band.
Right.
Years ago, they put us under their wing and did concerts here and helped us produce albums, and then I had an opportunity to work with them in a production of an album in the 80s. So they've been friends forever, and Bob Livingston won the Album of the Year in the Austin Music Awards this year. I mean, wow. So back to your Candy Lee and the Sweets and with these us old guys, my goal originally was let's always try to get the icons and then get someone that's local, that's up and coming, that's a lot of fun. So there's some youth, and you might combine audiences and have the old and the young come together. My son actually recommended Candy Lee and the Sweets to me.
You're having it at the Rogers Little Theater. How'd you come to that venue?
Well, I live there now. And
not at the theater, but in Rogers.
Correct, yeah. Correct. Well, out by the lake. And, you know, Rogers is downtown is really coming along, and it's kind of a cross between Bentonville and Fayetteville. It's got some funky, and it's got some established, and it's got a whole lot of new businesses that are opening up. And the Rogers Little Theater is such a great venue. And I just thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could start a little bit of music activity up there that people could come to in a concert setting, and also that these guys could come into in a concert setting? Because we always hear them at George's, and we hear them at, well, let's just stop there. But they play around, and it's nice to give them an opportunity to have a room where people come in to listen. And they have fun, too.
Yeah. Rogers Little Theater for years was known as the Victory Theater. I thought I would have this fun question to say, wow, after all this time, here's a venue you've never played Northwest Arkansas. But it turns out you've played it.
That's true.
Yeah. When?
I think it was 61 maybe. You know, we were in the audience for Jerry Lee Lewis, and he didn't time his trip about, you know, the ferry over at Bull Shoals. So consequently, he was late, and I don't guess they didn't have cell phones, but... So the guy had a music store across the street. I think he may have been the promoter. I'm not sure. But we knew we were in the audience. He says, let's go get some instruments. You guys play, because we don't know when he's going to be here. So we played a little set.
So you're playing this impromptu set. Do you remember at all what you played?
I don't. I really don't.
And is it? Was it your Austin City Limits appearance
an accident, because we were in Austin with Lee Bond, and Duck Dunn was with us, and we were supposed to do Austin City Limits, and for some reason he decided he didn't want to do it. For some reason he got in his head it was just kind of a little local. He didn't realize it was how good a production it was, and the audience. You know, I don't think he realized it. Anyway, he decided he didn't want to do it for some reason. It was at the last minute, so they had us do it.
Do you have a formal playlist when you get up there? Do you know what you're going to do?
Kate Brothers, my brother, writes out sets pretty much, loosely. But Earl and them, we don't hardly ever do that. We just kind of
wing it.
We may, in a concert situation, make it more, have a start and end or whatever. But normally, you just kind of feel what you kind of feel it. Well, I think we ought to do this next. Just kind of think about it while you're playing the song.
So you'll turn and say, wouldn't it be fun to?
Yeah.
Or do you just call it out?
A lot of the times, Jason will just say, what's next, boss, or something. You know what I mean? He's like leaving it up to me, because he can't think of anything.
So you don't have a formal list ready to go for Friday night?
Not yet.
We're going to have some fun, though. We kind of got a little bit of a melding of what's going to happen. Most people usually sign their CDs and everything after the concert. We're going to open the doors at 6:30, and at 7 o'clock there's going to be a reception. And plug for my son, he's an artisan cheesemaker, and he's going to bring in some of his local artisan cheeses, and we're going to have some snacks and things, and people can mill around with the artist before the show. So it's 7 to 7:30, 7:45, and the show starts at 8 o'clock, and Candy Lee and the Sweets will start, and we'll take a break, and then it probably won't stop being music until we're done.
If I would have told you when you were a teenager that you would play for a president, the career that you're having... It's just amazing.
Well, I guess it is. I don't know. I'm just kind of lucky to still be here and be able to do what you like to do. I wouldn't have thought back then I'd still be doing it now. Neither did Paul McCartney or
right
or Mick Jagger. I mean, they didn't. They thought when they were 50, they would be in a home somewhere.
You still write?
A little, yeah. Need to do some more.
What is it? Do you have to be in a certain frame of mind? Or?
Yeah, it used to seem like we did a lot more writing when we had a project we were going to do. So, we got to get some songs together, so you do it. But if you don't have anything pending, you're just like, don't ever get around to it.
What's different for you than being on stage and being in the studio?
Oh, there's a lot of difference. I wish you could, I mean, studio is great because you can correct everything and make it perfect or almost perfect. But live, you just can't capture that sound no matter how hard you try because the audience feeds the music. You can sort of create if you do a live album, obviously. That's what it's going to be, which is probably the best way to do it.
Where can people get tickets?
Oh, you have to get tickets online at RogersLittleTheater.org. Go to the events or the homepage and click on buy tickets, and it'll pop up right there. You can also just drop by the box office. We'd advertised that the price was going to be higher on the day of the gig, but we're gonna rescind that.
So all tickets $35?
All tickets $35. Right. And you get a really nice reception and 3 hours of great music and some of the iconics and some of the finest new up-and-comers.
Earl, I got to ask you to settle an argument that I've had with a friend of mine. I said I saw the Cape Brothers on American Bandstand.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in 1970s?
76.
76. I thought so.
In springtime, so. Yeah.
Union Man.
Yeah. What was that experience like?
It was cool. Dick Clark, he was a super guy. I mean, he sat in the bleachers there with us before we did the show. Of course, it's all lip sync, you know. But he said he could tell us apart, my brother and I.
Really?
Immediately he associated something. I don't know how he did it. He said he had a brother named Earl or something. But anyway, he associated. He told us apart immediately. He kept revving the album. He says, I always think this is wet. I'm afraid to touch it, you know, with the raindrops. Yeah, he was a cool guy. Aretha Franklin was on the same show.
Wow.
She was about this tall.
And is it a one-take sort of experience?
Yeah. They have these LTEC A7s, you used to call them voice of theater speakers, right? It's right beside the stage. And they turn it up so, you know, you can bang away. Like, you know, feels pretty natural, I guess.
I would always think lip syncing would be kind of hard.
It is,
because the urge is to belt or to sing it out.
Yeah, or you can sing along with it if you want.
Okay. And were there screaming teenagers?
Yeah, I mean it was, you know, just like regular audience. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the whole show is done in one piece. You know, it's not segmented. I mean, they have a dance time, and then there's an act, and then there's dance playing, whatever.
That's cool. Well, thank you both for coming in. Friday night,
Friday
Rogers
night.
Little Theater.
All right.
12/21/12.
There you go.
12/21.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Join us this Sunday at noon for the Fort Smith Chorale's performance of An A Cappella Christmas. It's a concert that was recorded live in Fort Smith on November 29th. Each year, KUAF features the Chorale's Christmas concert, and this year's edition is sure to bring in the Christmas spirit with an hour of non-stop seasonal vocal music. An A Cappella Christmas, that's Sunday beginning at noon, here on KUAF 91.3 FM.